Good morning, and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to you, Kara Sherman.
Good morning. Thank you.
You are so welcome, and we want to talk, first of all, just a little bit about, to me, one of my favorite musicals, and that's Music Man, that's coming up here pretty soon over at the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak. So give us dates and a little bit of background about Music Man.
Oh, absolutely. Well, The Music Man is just one of those American classics, especially an Iowa classic, since it takes place in River City, Iowa. This is its 55th season that The Music Man has been running, and it's such a great show. We have a huge cast, 65 people included in this cast, never mind the probably 10 or 12 that are working backstage to make the magic happen. We have folks from all over Southwest Iowa and participating in the show. It takes place June 15th through the 17th and the 22nd through the 24th. So actually opening night is a week from tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We have Friday and Saturday evening performances at 7:30 and then Sunday matinees at 2:30. So those folks that like to get out in the afternoon, it's a perfect way to spend the afternoon. It's nice and cool in here and we got plenty of tickets.
And for those who have been there, you'll just enjoy it even more. But for the folks who have not been to the Wilson Performing Arts Center, you are in for a real treat. I'm just so impressed by the facility and all the things you can do. So, Kara, you need to kind of tell folks who might not know about it where it is and some of the pluses that you have there.
Well, the Wilson Performing Arts Center is here in Red Oak. We're right at the corner of 48 and 34. You really can't miss us. There's a great big beautiful yellow awning sticking out the front, and the architecture of the building is quite striking in itself. One of the newer features of our facility when you first come into our lobby is an art gallery. And we feature Southwest Iowa artists, and right now we are featuring the pottery of Cece Werner, and she's an artist here in Red Oak. She's one of our high school art teachers, and she just has some fabulous pieces, so it's worth coming a little bit early and checking out her work. And then, coming and experiencing the show itself, we have a beautiful photo display of all of our past community theater productions. We have a dance studio. We have a rehearsal space that can be used for various things, and it's really just a beautiful building. The auditorium itself seats 268 folks, and we're hoping to stuff every single one of those seats. We have a state-of-the-art sound and lighting system, and it's just there's not a bad seat in the house, and it's pretty magical when we put it all together. I think people are in for a really super show.
What one of the things that I was, amazed by, because I'm not familiar with a lot of those things, is that little piano room that you have.
We have a beautiful piano room. We have we had a wonderful gift from the Carter family, and of a 9-foot Steinway, and so it has its own special little room that's humidity controlled, because of course, beautiful new Steinways, just they need to maintain a certain temperature in order to keep their pitch, And we have a special little piano room in the back, and unfortunately there's no room for that piano for this show because the stage is full of props to make Music Man happen.
I can imagine that. We'll have to come to some other performance to hear and see this.
Exactly,
this Steinway,
exactly.
Yes. Well, we need to talk a little bit, Kara, about who we say it is located in Red Oak, but it is not just for Red Oak and Montgomery County.
Oh, absolutely not. We have folks, like I said, that we have people in this production. We have Elizabeth Huggins, who plays Marion, and she's one of your Atlantic High School teachers. And we have folks from Carson, Clarinda, Corning, Malvern, Glenwood, Hastings, Shenandoah, Stanton. We've been selling tickets to folks from Omaha, from Lakeview, from Carroll, from Maryville, and people. I mean, we've really got quite an audience base. They're coming from all over, so it's got a great draw. We really try to represent all of Southwest Iowa, and it's not only about Red Oak, but about all of Southwest Iowa, and it's a true gem for us to have. We've had some new teachers and things coming to the community to interview, and they're quite amazed at what Southwest Iowa has to offer. So we're one of those little gems down here.
You
in the
bet. And as it all started out, as I recall, its purpose was to serve Southwest Iowa. So it is the Southwest Iowa Performing Arts.
Absolutely, yes. Definitely.
And I think we forget about that sometimes when we're not right there. We need to be reminded that that is a facility for all. And I know that we have a local teacher, Mr. Summers, that's come down to do
absolutely
lessons
yes.
there. So you just have to kind of know about it and then realize that, yes, it really is for all of Southwest Iowa.
Sure, absolutely.
So we've mentioned a couple of the facilities there that includes the art in a lot of different ways. What about some things coming up?
Well, we actually are doing a children's summer theater camp the week of the 25th through the 28th. We are doing two different shows. For what we're doing a group in the morning from 9 to 11:30 for kindergarten through second grade. And they're doing a little play called Pete the Cat, Rocking in My School Shoes. And then we're actually doing an afternoon program for third through sixth graders from Edwina the Dinosaur, who didn't know she was extinct. It's just a real fun little summer camp, learning about theater, how to act on stage. We'll be playing with some makeup and some set construction, making some costumes. It's $20, and so it's a very affordable little summer camp, and like I say, it's the week of June 25th through the 28th, and we'll be doing a final performance the evening of the 28th at 6 p.m. So it's a great opportunity to have your kids just get a little taste of what it's like to work on the stage and put a show together.
So it's every day, those days, that week, either morning or afternoon, depending on the age.
Exactly. And if anyone's interested in more information, they can sure call us here at the Wilson at 712-623-3135 or go to our website at wilsonartscenter.org, and there's a flyer, and you can print off the application and send it in if your kids are interested in participating.
I'm glad you mentioned that your website, and I noticed though when I went to find it, you know, I put in Wilson Arts, there's some other places that come in. It helps if you also put in Red Oak.
Yes, that's true. That's
you're
true.
Just Googling.
Yeah, and that we are a .org, so that makes a difference too.
Yes.
So.
Yeah,
it's wilsonartscenter.org.
Okay. But lots of great information there. That's a good way to keep up with what's coming up if you want to do some planning ahead while you have some other performance. I'm sure you have some things planned in August, September, November. I mean, you have to plan ahead to get some of those folks there to perform.
Absolutely. And I tell you, we're putting our new season together right now, putting our marketing materials together. We have a great year planned for next year, starting in August through next June. We just have a really great lineup of performers, as well as some very fun community theater productions coming up. So everyone needs to be watching their mailboxes. We'll get those new brochures sent out, and you're going to want to get your tickets because it's going to be a fun year.
And if someone wants to participate, as you have now in Music Man, who wants to actually be in on the performance and so on, about how far ahead do you usually put out that notice that people need to pay attention to if they?
Well, usually about when we do auditions, they're usually about a full 2 months before the show goes up. So we have this fall we're doing Arsenic and Old Lace for one of our community theater productions. Then we're actually having auditions for that production the end of July. So that again is on our calendar on our website. And but you can, if you want to audition for a production, it's about 2 months out that we actually do the audition.
And a lot of communities do not have those kind of things going on. So if for people who like to do theater, whether it's out there performing or whether it's props or whatever, you know, this is an opportunity, and they kind of need to keep up to date on what's happening there. So check
absolutely.
Out the website.
Absolutely. We're always looking for volunteers, whether it's, you know, helping in the costume shop, doing some sewing, set construction, some painting, you know, helping us here in the box office, you know, doing some data entry, there, you know, helping usher at productions. We're always looking for volunteers.
Okay.
So
okay.
And we have a lot of fun, you know, in the process. You get to see some great productions, and to be part of the backstage crew and see a show like Music Man come together, it's really a pretty great feeling of satisfaction when you see the final production. It's a lot of fun.
Okay. I think we're planning to talk to John Gibson, who's the director, for a few more details on Music Man, so we'll be hearing about that some more. But one quick last question. Kara, how did you get involved with the Southwest Iowa Performing Arts and the Wilson Center?
Well, I've done theater most all my life, and so we moved here 4 years ago. My husband is Jed Sherman, the high school, the Red Oak High School principal, and when we moved here, and they were just in the final building phase of building this facility, we were really excited, and so pretty much from the get-go, we saw the opportunity to be in a production, and we were just pulled right in, hook, line, and sinker, along with our three children who have participated in numerous shows. And for us, it's a great opportunity to do something as a family, and we have a great time.
Okay. So, great.
Yeah, so we have a lot of hours invested in the facility.
Yeah, a lot of good memories.
It's a great opportunity. Yes. We really love it.
Well, we want to thank you very much, Kara Sherman, who is the executive director for the Wilson Performing Arts Center, the Southwest Iowa Performing Arts Center, for visiting with us this morning.
Yes.
Until next time, here's a thought from Beverly Sills. You may be disappointed if you fail, but you are doomed if you don't try.